You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
অ্যান্থনি কোরি অনারি কনসুলেট জেনারেল ছিলেন নিউ সাউথ ওয়েলস রাজ্যের গণপ্রজাতন্ত্রী বাংলাদেশ সরকারের। প্রায় ২০ বছর যাবৎ তিনি এই পদে অধিষ্ঠিত ছিলেন। সম্প্রতি তিনি এই পদ ছেড়ে দিয়েছেন। এসবিএস বাংলা কথা বলেছিল অ্যান্থনি কোরির সঙ্গে। এখন শুনুন ধারণকৃত সাক্ষাৎকারটি। স্যার কোরি, ক্যান ইউ লেট আওয়ার listener know the reason of your departure and how you enjoyed the community for the long 2 decades?
Well, let me answer your question by firstly saying it's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be with the Bangladeshi community. They accepted me even though I wasn't from Bangladesh, and it was a wonderful experience. The reason I had to take my departure is the needs of the Bangladeshi community are ever increasing. As you know, the population of the Bangladesh community is increasing as well, and they have consular needs such as passports and visas and things like that, which I was never authorised to handle. So in their desire to sort this problem out, the High Commission in Canberra decided to appoint a career consul who'll be able to do their visas here in Sydney without having to have camps come down. So in the main, there was really no point in my being around while you have another consul looking after those sorts of affairs. But my time with the Bangladeshi community has been absolutely extraordinary. I loved every bit of it because I found the Bangladeshi community fantastic people. I've never had a problem, and I've said it over and over again. They're just great people to be with.
Undoubtedly, your presence within the Bangladesh community will be missed. Do you miss the Bangladesh community?
You know what? If I was to say that I became emotional after I decided to leave is an understatement. I really did feel that it was an end of an era for me and my wife, because the Bangladesh community have been an integral part of our lives, our every existence, very existence, in that whenever there was an event at home or something special that we had to do at home with the family and there was a Bangladeshi function on, my family would actually say to me, you'd better go. You know, like, they were committed to this thing as much as I was. So when I decided to leave, a big part of me in my life left with it. And I didn't do this for the money. I never got anything out of this. In fact, I paid. It cost me a lot of money to maintain this position, in that time and effort and staff and running an office and all the rest of it. But it was a very difficult thing to make the separation.
You will be always remembered by the Bangladesh community for your commitment with the community. Do you have any memory that always keeps in your mind regarding the community?
I'm going to tell you a story that happened with me during the Olympics. I was an attaché for the Olympics, and I actually marched in the opening and closing ceremony with the Bangladeshi team in the year 2000 here in Sydney. And that was an extraordinary event. Just at that time, I was called away for a business event in Malaysia. We have, as you probably know, we have a business in Malaysia as well. And I had to go there. And upon my arrival at the airport, I received a phone call from the High Commission saying, can you please go to the St. George Hospital? We have an emergency. There's a young man from Bangladesh. He's in a very critical stage. The doctors need to turn off the machines, and they need you to sign off that we're going to agree. So I said, I told them, the High Commissioner at the time, that I was in Malaysia, but could he send somebody else? He said, no, there's nobody else here that I could send, but whenever you can come back, that'd be great. So I attended to my business. Instead of staying there overnight, I finished the business that day, and I got on the next flight coming home. I went straight to the hospital from Malaysia to the St. George Hospital. There I went into the intensive care ward, and there was a young man there, and I looked at him, and the only way I could describe him was as a prince. He looked so handsome, so young, and he was on life support system. The doctors came and explained he developed a staph infection, and it was all over. They needed to turn the machines off. And I said, no, I'm sorry, we're not turning the machines off until we contact his parents. So to cut a long story short, after I made contact with the High Commission the Australian High Commission in Dhaka, we located the father and the mother, and we arranged to have the father come to Australia. And I picked him up at the airport late at night, took him to the hospital, and we sat by his son's bedside. And as he walked into the room, the first thing he said to him, Prince, what happened to you? And I was shocked, because I was calling him a prince. I thought he was a prince. And he said, His dad told me that that was his nickname because he was such a handsome young man. It turned out that this guy was very, very sick, and his parents were in a very bad way because they had a big family and they couldn't look after themselves. In any case, we sat there and I said, would you like to pray for your son? And he said, yes, I would love to. So he sat opposite, alongside his son at the bedside, and I sat opposite him. He held his hands together and started praying. He's a Muslim and I'm a Catholic. He prayed and I prayed. And he cried, and as he cried, his tears were running down his hands. He was in such an emotional state, which you can fully understand. After he made his peace with his son and we left the hospital, I took him to his son's room, and then the next morning I went to pick him up. On the way to pick him up, I received a phone call from the doctor. The doctor said to me, Mr. Khoury, if you're coming to see the young man, I'm not going to mention his name, you better not come. And I felt the worst. I thought it was too late, but it was good that the father was able to see this son. And I said, what time did it happen? He said, oh, about an hour after you left. And I said, what's the next step now? He said, oh, no next step. I just want to tell you, you're going to have to see him up in the ward because after you left, he regained consciousness and he's completely fine. He's okay. I couldn't believe it. We took his father there and I picked up his father and we raced to the hospital. And there's this guy, handsome as you please and alert as you want, sitting in bed as though nothing had ever happened to him. A few days later, I was in my office. This man and his son came to my office in Burwood, where my office was in Burwood at the time, came into my office and he put his arms around me and he was crying. And he said to me, Mr. Khoury, I don't know what to say to you. There is nothing I can give you, but I can tell you this, I will pray for you for the rest of my life.
Hats off, Mr. Khoury. Thank you for your presence whenever required. The Bangladesh community will miss you and we will miss you too. Hope you have a good, your rest of the life should be good because you are a good man. You have done good to the community. Thank you.
Lovely. You've always been a good friend. Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I wish all my friends from Bangladesh and from Australia, but especially the Bangladeshi community, every happiness and for a great Christmas and a very fantastic New Year. Thank you for accepting me for so long. And I wish I could have done more for you, but it was from the heart, whatever I did.
Wish you all the best for your new and upcoming ventures. Have a safe and happy festive season. Thanks, Khoury. Thank you.
Thank you, Abel.
এতক্ষণ কথা বললাম অ্যান্থনি খোরি, অনারি কনসাল জেনারেল, নিউ সাউথ ওয়েলস ফর পিপল রিপাবলিক অব বাংলাদেশ, যিনি সম্প্রতি এই পদটি ছেড়ে দিয়েছেন।
sbs.com.au